She wants to get out of here. She wants to leave.
I was just going to say.
Oh, you're way down at the bottom. We'll put you up.
She pontificates. I'm going to be late.
We'll do the pledge.
Where do you have to go?
You're
probably not.
No, it's like 20 minutes to a half an hour. So, I mean, I can, as long as I get out of here by 6:30, I'm going to be okay.
That sounds embarrassing.
I will never dress for Richard.
You're at that age now, right?
Sure, I can't get used to that.
What did he say?
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing you have to dress me. Hi. Should this one silence here? On the lid, I think. Don't worry, I'll turn them all on.
Is he on that?
Him?
Yeah.
Don't worry, he is. Right. I dressed him first. All
right.
Did you have a chance to reach out for the sign? No. Okay, we're good.
I'll be here all
day. 6 o'clock, call the meeting to order and begin with the pledge. Pledge of allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You're welcome. First of all,
well, she turned you up.
I did not.
Wow.
You know what?
Thank you.
I can hear your heartbeat.
I'm just going to congratulate you. Jeez, our two new trustees and electors, Roy Gregg and
Linda Burnett. Go ahead and stand up. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Okay, are we ready? Okay. Any correspondence?
If you could talk louder, that'd be great.
Little correspondence. Any correspondence?
No, I have no correspondence.
Okay.
No correspondence.
pull the microphone closer to you.
I'd like to change the itinerary a little bit. Where'd she go?
Noel?
Oh, right there.
You, front and center.
But I'm going to push zoning up because she's got other things to do. Nothing broken this time. But.
Nothing's broken this time. Been having regular office hours. We had a few new permits. We had a new house at 6511 Bruman Road. Three accessory structure permits, one at 6124 Payne, one at 5941 Bruman, and one at 5955 Payne. A fence at 6351 Bruman. Home occupation renewal at 5955 Kane. Conditional use permit renewal at 5811 Rubin. Cell tower upgrade at 5974 Rubin. So I've been getting lots of calls and questions regarding zoning, what is allowed to be on a property, what, you know, properties are actually zoned. So it's kind of nice that the realtors and the buyers alike are checking before doing things.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of calls on that.
Okay.
That's it, that's it.
Did we send another letter to the gas station again regarding all the trucks that are parked up there?
To the gas station. I have to talk to their attorney some more, the guy down in Cleveland.
Okay.
I could not get him last week when I was here, so try him again.
Okay, thank you.
Rudy, you have anything?
No, we haven't anything come across as a required any meetings.
Okay.
And Sharon, there you go. Why are we looking to the back? The zoning's all.
In the front tonight, we're in the front.
Oh, just, it's not on here, but in speaking with Sharon this evening, well, can we bring up a new business, but they were looking for an additional meeting to handle some items of business that they would like to get kind of started and move forward with, so I'll bring that up then, but.
Okay. You two had a chance to review the minutes from October 21st.
Yep, they're good.
Yes.
We're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll make a motion and we accept the minutes as presented
for
the October 21st meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I make a motion to pay all bills.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And what else do we have?
So for fiscal office, the audit is complete and they will be publishing that in, I really thought it would be published already, but it is not. I just checked it about an hour and a half ago. I will say that about, give or take, 95% of the things that were noted were all policy issues. And I've already talked to Rich and then the two oncoming trustees and noted that, and we will be looking into that in the coming months about correcting those things. It was noted that there was one finding, and it was that $165,000 of the 24 first half advancement in taxes were placed into the incorrect fund. It was placed into road when it should have been into fire. I've gone back and looked at everything. Multiple people had their handwriting on it as we were doing the numbers. It was not a normal deposit, given the fact that we have to now ask the county in the form of a resolution for the advancement of taxes. Otherwise, they will just send you the first half taxes altogether or the second half. We did not know that in the beginning of 24, and so we did not get the advancement like normal on the normal sheet that they gave it to us. Don't know why. There, I want to note that all of the numbers were correct. There was no money missing. There was nothing else wrong except for the fund that it was placed into, and it was corrected on October 20th of this year per a audit fund balance transfer that I did over the phone with UAN as they were walking me through it. I just also wanted to note that the money had not been spent and that it didn't prevent any of the Road and Bridge projects that had been told to us or scheduled from being completed, and all of those bills are paid. Other than that, the only other thing is on December 3rd, Christy and I are going to go down. It's free. UAN is hosting a end of year conference for the procedures of how to close out a year of UAN. And it's in person in Columbus on December 3rd. So we are going to go to that conference. It is from 7:30 in the morning until 4, one day.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Fire?
All right, since last meeting, we had 70 calls. I need to change the number. We're in the 500s, I'm sorry. I must forget to change that. But we had 9 fire calls, 52 EMS, 2 hazardous conditions, 1 service call, 3 good intent, 2 false alarm, and 1 special incident. We have an application that we need to get approved tonight. For Tristan Carroll, he lives on Payne Road. He completed fire school and EMT basic school over the summertime. He's working on his medic currently. Seems like he'll be a good fit for us, bring some other experiences or different jobs that he's done. So I think he'll fit right in and be able to help us with a bunch of different things, as well as staffing. Old business, as everyone knows, the levy did not pass. After receiving feedback from residents, and I don't know, Christy receiving feedback, wasn't correctly placed on the ballot is one thing that might have been a huge issue. When I went back and looked at what we approved for levy language and the heading, it was supposed to say proposed tax levy additional Leroy Township dash fire. And the picture that was sent to me from one of our residents, it didn't say that. So unless you went down and really read it, it talks about, you know, paying for fire apparatus and things like that, equipment and stuff like that, but it still doesn't necessarily say that it's directly for the fire department. That and just social media and public meetings just isn't enough anymore. I don't think it was really enough last time, but we need to go door to door and talk to people and hand out our flyers.
There weren't very many people here at your presentation.
No, I mean, I think this is probably it right here.
You didn't have that many.
They reached out for the first one. The second one wasn't as much. So I think we just need to do some more education. We've got a, you know, it's crazy how many people, you know, Eric reached out, Christy has ideas, you know, with Assistant Chief Sadowski working on social media. There's a lot of community members that aren't happy they didn't pass and that are willing to go hand out flyers. I don't know how far we want to go next. We want to make sure we don't hand out flyers. We have the information that goes with it. We want to answer questions, but there really wasn't anything negative. There's 2 people that... It wasn't negative, it just they explained their situation. But the other problem that we've seen in the past 2 general elections is for the presidential election, half the people came in and voted for the fire, the other, you know, the full 100% only came in and voted for president. And this election, I don't know what they were all coming to vote in for, whether it was for school board or for trustee, but we had only half the people that showed up to vote voted for or against the fire levy. So it's like people are coming and voting for what they want, and then they walk out, they don't fill out the rest of the ballot. So that's another issue, and maybe they weren't informed that there was, you know, something going on in the class. So we'll have to work on that. This is the only other thing I have that I don't have to report. The fire truck did not sell for the $10,000 reserve. We have a gentleman, he was the highest bidder. He reached out to us. He's still interested in it. He was the highest bidder at $7,200, so we need to figure out what we want to do with that. We just want to let it go for the $7,200 or try to relist on GovDeals or go to eBay where it might get a little bit more attention. It's kind of up to you guys. Yeah, the cracked frame, so you know that hampers it from when people see that, but I thought $10,000 for the drive line and the tires alone. I mean, those were brand new tires on the back. Cost is by $3,300 to $3,600.
Yeah, with all that aluminum on there, you could scrap it for more.
Yeah, so but then we'd have to tear it apart ourselves and take it and scrap it, which probably wouldn't take long, but so I don't know. I mean, we gotta talk about that, but we'd prefer to get rid of it for winter this cool year. So
you wanna go ahead and put it on GovDeals again and see what happens?
We can. You can put it up again. That's what you guys
I don't think we need another resolution that's already. Not to redo it.
No, I don't.
I can go back in and restart it.
How long do you have it on for?
14 days. So we had a 2-week period listing on social media and our township webpage that was going up for auction, and then after the 2 weeks passed, the auction went live. I don't know if we have to do that again to let everyone know we're trying to auction it off again, like we did last time.
You got to post it 2 spots.
Yeah, it was posted on Facebook on our page, and it was posted on the township page, and I think it's probably shared with people's page too. So.
Doesn't hurt to advertise.
Make it 9999, because people look under 10.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, just something.
Yeah.
Somebody
well,
just
they,
clicks.
They don't see the reserve, so.
Oh.
But, I mean, it yeah. shot at the 3200 pretty quick, and then it sat there, and then within a couple days of the end, it shot to 7200, so.
I'm all right with putting it back on. Just, you got to try to put the same price, or you want to lower the price?
Well,
or the reserve.
They don't know the reserve.
I know they don't know the reserve, but I'm just...
I mean, for...
It never got
just
there.
Just people know we're auctioning off again.
Did you...
Yeah, I don't know.
How was it promoted? How was it written? Is it new tires? Does it say
yeah.
the whole... Okay.
Yeah, it's... Basically, you know, it says everything that's wrong. You know, it has a crack in the frame, and it's as it is, but it has new tires, only 50,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'm all right with re-advertising it. Just no harm in it.
Nope.
And then if you don't get anything then, I guess that's our answer.
I mean,
then I guess we're scrapping it.
He's a reseller out of Illinois, it sounds like. They go through, they fix trucks up, and they'll lease them out for people that whose trucks break down, they need something until they get their new truck. So he's interested in it. He'll wait, and he'll come back around. So.
All right, let's put it back up then.
All right. We can do that.
Do you want to vote on Tristan now? Do you want to vote on his new hire?
Tristan.
I usually do that.
You want to do it? I just didn't want to miss it.
Okay, Rhodes, what you got?
Our new Mac has arrived. They got to do all the pre-delivery stuff. And...
So,
correct. Make sure they can. And as soon as that's all done, they'll send all the paperwork over so we can pay for it. And then... we can pick it up. As soon as it gets here, we'll take it to the outfitters to be put the box, spreader, plow on it, hydraulics, all that stuff. So.
Talk to them at all?
Excuse me?
Have you talked to that vendor at all?
I emailed and let them know that the truck was coming in November, and as soon as we got our hands on it, we would schedule a time to drop it off.
They can't give you a time frame to have it completed?
No. Once it's in the door, it's 60 days or something like that. But they don't give you a set time until it's in the door. We're all ready for winter. We got to do some more repairs on the single axle Mac. But all the big trucks are ready to go. They have all their stickers, all that good stuff. Guys were out Monday and Tuesday last week a little bit for our first official snow. All the used equipment sold except for the lawnmower. Rick wants to repost it in the spring. It might sell better. It runs, there's nothing wrong with it, it's just pretty beat up. So we had $500 on it, no one even bid on it. Everything else sold, I was very happy with the prices we got. The only thing left over to be picked up is the Chevy pickup. So that's it.
Okay. I don't have anything for cemeteries. I know we had at least one burial, but Jen's not here, she didn't give me a report. Parks?
The only thing coming up for us is our Christmas event, December 6th, from 1:30 to 3:30. It's usually a good time. There'll be cookies, and Santa will be here. I believe he's here from 2 to 3, right in the middle of the time there. And they'll have crafts, and that's really all I have. I couldn't make it to the last rec board meeting. Leslie, you weren't there either, were you? No. So it's really all I can shed light on. Nothing else coming up.
Old business, we have amended resolution 2525. What do we need to amend?
So I'm kind of going to defer to Ron because he will let us know. But the situation is that the minutes when the resolution was made and passed for gov deals that Jason made in the meeting before the resolution, you mentioned everything that you wanted to place on gov deals, and that's fine. But then when the resolution was actually stated and made, only two things, the Chevy truck and the fire truck?
The squad and
the... Oh, the squad.
Mm-hmm. And the Chevy.
Were the only two things that were actually in the resolution and approved to be sold. So, but all of the things that he had wanted to sell did sell. So we need to...
So that's why I suggest, Alexei, that we do an amendment to conform with what actually ended up happening. So that's the reason for the amendment.
So, it would get an or is it just
no,
a,
just an amendment.
Amendment.
Okay. So you guys would just have to amend resolution 25-25 to state
to
all
reflect
of,
the
to reflect,
addition.
Correct.
So the meeting minutes aren't recorded. What, the squad?
You only state
squad
the squad and the Chevy.
Yeah, we just need everything that's in it.
So we sold the carryall, the old distributor, air compressor, the John Deere lawnmower, and then I also stated in the meeting that we were going to scrap the leaf collector, the old cart, the old lawn cart, and the John Deere push mower, as they're all of them are no longer operational.
Didn't you also sell a trailer?
Yeah, carry all on
there.
Carry all old distributor, air compressor, John Deere mower. And you had the squad and the Chevy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Fire truck.
Oh, fire truck.
Oh, yeah, fire truck.
I'm going to make that motion.
So I make the motion to amend resolution 25-25 to add the old fire truck, the carryall, old distributor, air compressor, John Deere mower, to be sold on gov deals, and then we were going to scrap the leaf collector, the John Deere leaf cart, and the John Deere push mower.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Poll of the vote. Heather Shelton?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Jason Rogers?
Aye.
Thank you.
And under new business, we have OTA conference.
Yes, it was just normally around this time of the year, you guys approve for people to go to OTA. Last year, Jen for cemeteries, myself and Christy went for fiscal. Chief went for fire, and Heather went for trustees. You've gone in the past. I don't know if you've decided if you wanted to go or not, but Linda Berhenny is available and would like to go, and Roy is out of town, so he cannot attend. So we have pretty much all departments represented. The only one that wouldn't be there is, Rick for roads. The only one, the only department that really would not like have would be zoning. I know that though my husband John is on the zoning board and he did go to some zoning classes.
Linda will be there.
And we would have the trustee over. So, John Slansky being lieutenant, he had also said that he was interested in going to any classes pertaining fire as well. I did block off rooms. I can cancel them though. I just wanted to make sure that we at least got the rooms
right
at that price. So that is up to you guys to make a motion if we keep them and send everybody. Or, yeah, all that. So you don't really need to vote on it even today. I just wanted to let you know that there are people interested in going and going to the workshops.
Okay.
So
let's put that on to be discussed for next time.
Yes, because workshops actually will not come out until December.
Correct.
So, you know, I don't know. Maybe there aren't going to be workshops that interest anyone once they're actually posted. So that was just a little bit of an update.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
And they really are valuable. I mean, we do learn a lot down there. So the classes are very beneficial to those going down. They keep us current with the zoning. They keep us current with the products for roads. They are very beneficial to the township. So,
and we can also do continuing education and get those hours in there. Yep.
If we don't have the money to support going, but if I see a workshop that's on zoning, would I be authorized to go and pay it for it myself?
Yeah.
Well, that's never a problem.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all things we can kind of look at even now, just finding out who has an interest in going and how we can, you know, group people together and make sure we don't have too many people representing one area and then, you know.
Yeah.
That's good to know, Sharon. Thanks.
We have a... Jake Funnels.
We give full-timers a stipend for their phone, and Jake should have been getting it since he became full-time, and we haven't. So we just want to add that into the package that he gets to make sure you guys are good with it.
That's $25.
It's $25 a month. So I can...
Is that going forward, or are you retroing it? Has he had it?
No.
Oh, okay. He became full time at the end of September.
Oh, okay.
So it would really, I could just give it to him for the last quarter.
Okay.
I mean, I think everybody that gets a phone stipend got it in October, the beginning of October. So
okay.
I can do his payment separately right now and give him that phone stipend, and then he would just be put on the normal.
Okay.
Once a quarter, receiving it.
Right. He'll also be on call, and the more responsibilities he's getting, he already has, we'll use his phone a lot more. So.
Okay.
I don't even know if we need a motion.
Do they need a motion for that?
It was already
we should.
Was it?
It's in the handbook.
So it's in the handbook that they get it?
Well, I think we've done a motion though in the past.
I think we have to. I think we should do a motion.
That's fine.
Make it.
I'd like to make a motion to give Jake his phone stipend for the last quarter of the year of $25 and continue it on after that.
It's $25 per month.
Yeah,
per month.
Yeah, going forward.
All in favor?
I'll second it.
One second. All in favor?
Did you second?
Yes.
Yes. Aye. I didn't know you pulled for the vote.
Resolution for Jeff Free.
We got to wait till Vicky comes back from vacation. Me and Vicky have been working on a thing for drug free workplace.
Yeah.
We'll bring that up later.
Okay.
I thought that was ready. Not ready with it yet.
I sent it, but in order to make sure Vicky can explain it correctly, we'll talk about it the next week.
Okay. What's this flagpole light?
Two flagpole lights are out, one at the town hall, one at the meeting house. Drive around, I was calling in street lights a couple weeks ago and noticed that the two flagpole lights are out. I got a quote from my electrician, hook them out, put an LED spotlight on it with the daylight sensor on it, so it only turns on at night. You'll do both lights for $450. He did the other flagpole lights too, earlier in the year.
I need two more.
What's that?
I need two more.
So we'll wait on that so much. I got a quote, or waiting on a quote for the handrail to be installed at the town hall. He's been sick. He'll try to get me that by next meeting, too.
Okay. And then we have Ohio checkbook.
I'd like to pass a resolution that Leroy Township participate in Ohio checkbook by April 1st. Of 2026. It'd be a good way to communicate to the residents, especially like on roads and fire, on the financial battles that we have. So that way people can look at it and be more informed.
I know what it is, and I've looked at it. I'm not sure that's what we want to do, but I'd like to refer this to the new trustees after the first of the year, let them look at it, and they've got it for 4 years, so let them see what it's about. But once we looked at, they're not current. They're 1 year behind. You load it after the year's over. And so in 25, you'll see 24s. And by looking at it, it really doesn't give you very much detail or anything. But I'll let them look at it and make that decision. I'll take care of that on the first of the year.
All right, I'll go with that.
And anything else? Well, we have this. I'll make a motion that we hire Tyson.
Tristan.
Tristan. It looks like Tyson.
He's a boxer. It does. T-R-Y. Tristan.
Carol. Hire him as a...
Were we down a person? Is that who were your replacing?
We're down lots of people.
I know. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I met him over the summer, and he was going through this, and I reached out to him if he needed help with gear and like that through class, and he was already in class. I hadn't heard from him, and he finished my up, and he put in an application. So he was like a really nice guy. He's lived in New York for a while.
Okay.
So.
And he's looking to fill in part-time?
Yeah,
part-time, probationary... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So maybe hopes of we have a dependable spot open on any shift. So maybe hopes.
Okay, I made that motion. Okay. Anybody want a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
He's local.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
In roof. Who used to live there?
I don't know.
Years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I was trying to think of who it was.
His family lived there, but then you moved back to where we're from. So.
You guys need to...
A motion.
Yeah.
Just back on new business here for zoning. I'd like to make a motion to add an additional meeting for the zoning board to handle some business that they'd like to move forward with. And what were you looking at again, just so we can...
We're looking in consultation with Lake County Planning Commission, looking at the rear and side clearances as well as attached storage regulations.
Thank you.
They had another meeting this year?
Yes, they've already had their
okay. Max,
so this will be an additional.
Did you get a motion?
I did.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else from the audience?
Jason, in that new truck, are we getting that undercoated before it goes?
Well, when it comes back.
The frame and everything is bare now.
Yeah, they'll come back when it comes back from the distributor, because I want to get it there as fast as possible.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, thank you for...
Yeah, I was just going to say that. No brown spots.
This is for Roy.
Yeah. It looks so
Yay.
Good.
Leslie.
Yeah, and he got up there and it clogged up all the roof with gum.
Hopefully.
Leslie.
Wire?
Leslie, they fixed your streetlight?
We just got back on Saturday, to be honest. We've been gone for 3 weeks, so I honestly have not noticed.
I put a ton in, and I see a lot of fix, but I haven't seen yours yet.
Okay, I'll look tonight, and I'll let you know.
Ford and Blair's still messed up, too.
Did you hear that, Jason?
Yeah.
Anything else from the audience? Next meeting is December 2nd. Oops.
Hey, Rich, I got one thing I'd like to bring up. Since with the power lines that we have through here, by driving by the substation the other day, I noticed the runoff from herbicide application and not selective. I've been registered in the state of Ohio since 1976 for turf, ornamental, and aquatic. I just gave my license up 2 years ago. We had 71 right now. I don't need it anymore. But that runoff that I see over there, it almost doesn't look like a spray. If it was a spray, it was a hose spraying, not a spray spray. And if it's a runoff, what in God's green earth is it? Does CEI or anything ever give us any indication of what products they're applying?
The only way, you know, the only way they do it is if the EPA comes and visits them. Because they would come visit the garage,
no,
and that lady's nasty.
You can report it. I touch the EPA.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to the pesticide division over in Perrysburg.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what...
When did this happen?
I don't know when it happened. Go look at the dead grass.
Where is it? Because I have my license, too, so I know what you're doing.
Go over, right over there at the substation. You'll see all along the fence, you'll see the line of the runoff. And I sprayed, you know, I've been doing this on golf course, and landscape business, yeah. Everything. This is really strange what that looked like. So I'm starting to wonder also.
That's a big no no.
Oh, we got wells.
I know.
We got to start thinking about it.
And you can actually call and request.
The pesticide division is who to deal with,
absolutely.
Not the EPA. Yeah. You'll just...
Well, the EPA for Ohio is who shows up to check it.
No,
but if,
that's exactly what you're right.
But if you call there, if you call and request it,
but
they have to give it to you.
Like this gentleman's saying, the pesticide division is who we want to contact.
Yeah,
right, but the EPA is the state of Ohio. EPA is the one who comes out and checks their license.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be involved in this whole thing too. But I believe we need to know what the company that CEI is hiring to apply these chemicals. What are they?
Yeah.
How often are they going to apply it? You know, if we're in city, with city water, that's one thing. But with wells, that's another. Because I already know some of the farmers around here love DDT. And they get kind of stuck in some of the plants and the vegetation that does come up that they can't control properly because of the animals eating it, etc. But it's still, how much DDT in a specific area? I shouldn't say DDT, I'm sorry, Roundup. I'm on where DDT we're talking about. Yeah, how about others? I'm on, that's funny, on Roundup. So, you know, what's going on with that?
I'll call.
Pardon me?
I'll call a request.
Yeah, I'm wondering about
I
some of this. Because, you know, people are getting sick. Things are getting weird. I have neighbors and that. All this strange stuff happened to everybody. It's the same thing. So you start wondering what's going on. And now it's red flags are going up. So I'm kind of concerned.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'm
going to actually call the pesticide division here this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to take some pictures and I'll send them to them.
Sounds good.
Okay, and then I'll get back with everybody on what they tell me. But now, I assume they need to contact you guys too. Who are they going to contact? No,
they'll call you back.
Yeah, well, they'll call me back, but they're going to probably want to contact you guys too.
No, they'll contact CEI and they'll go out and investigate.
Well, yeah, but they're going to get everybody involved, I'm sure of it.
All right.
Okay.
Because he knows what we go through and we have to go for our licenses and we go all the conferences and the stuff we have seen that has happened out there. It's kind of amazing. And we're going to get back with people that when make phone calls, nobody got you back anybody phone calls.
I gave all your information to Noel.
Okay. Well, nobody's gotten phone calls yet. They're all asking me. So I'm bringing that up today, too. They asked me to bring it up. So that's what I'm doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll do my end on that and see what happens.
I can go.
I think it's really important to know this.
It's on the front you're talking about?
Yeah.
So have you gone around the back?
When you're on Leroy Center, you can't miss it.
Yeah, I know.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Oh, my God. What are they?
I just made a motion to adjourn.
So I've done all this, but I'm wondering, it's just how the runoff is. When you get a spray, it has a spray look to it. When you have a runoff, it has a runoff look to it. It'll be the edge of it where it's done. It looks like a runoff to me, not a spray runoff. If it was a spray, it had to come out in pretty heavy application. So then that determines how much are they putting down and what are they.
Okay.
And what rates, you know?
We always used to put extra surfactant in it so it didn't runoff.
Hey, what?
We always put extra
this
surfactant in.
This is a conversation that can take place after the meeting. No, I'm not even turned on.
Surfactant is actually breaks down the cuticle of a plant. Yeah. That's what a surfactant
is. It also helps you from running.
There's also, yes, and there's wetting agent and surfactant. Surfactant grabs onto
second.
It, but
he's saying
it's not going to stop.
All right, sounds
that,
okay.
That doesn't stop that from
okay, running. We're going to move on here.
Sounds good.
If you want, guys, okay. Want to talk after the meeting.
Thank you.
Fine. Motion to adjourn?
Yes, thank you.
All second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. See you December 2nd.
Mr. Reed.
Actually, let's tell you what I told Rich. The request of the deposition will take it from the
future. I told
him
that too. I wanted to
mention it. We're going to be the first. We're going to be the first.
I'm going to go to the next one.
What?